where we will go through the agenda on what we will be voting on right after the workshop portion. But before we do that, we do have, not really a presentation, or is it, Di?
Well, certainly, I'll report.
Okay, so we have Diane Burbeck, who is involved in a lot of the volunteer work in the city of Ventnor.
I'll be here a while just naming all the departments she helps.
I wanted to come and speak with the department, when the department heads were here, basically reporting on some of the activities that the Green Team has been involved in. And for those people that aren't aware, the Green Team is an appointed committee of volunteers that are working on environmental issues. Basically, we're trying to get initiatives that improve our sustainability as a community, which contributes to the county and the state. With these initiatives, actions, studies, and influences, we accumulate points to get certified through Sustainable Jersey, and this certification allows us to receive grants, which we've secured several. Some of the actions that we've taken and worked on were before any of you had your position, so I'm just sort of going through a little history. The banners that we have now in the city, the effort with that was a fundraiser that started with the Knights of Ventnor Go Green Parade and some of the businesses on Dorset Avenue, where the lighting and along through the city was inconsistent. Some would work, some would not work. So, and it was sort of like there's no continuity to the holiday decorations. So we, Knights of Ventnor Go Green, along with many of the businesses on Dorset Avenue, purchased banners to go along Dorset Avenue, since that was the main entrance to the city. Those banners say, welcome to Ventnor. Generic winter scene. From that, also we wanted to lower our carbon footprint by not having the lights, so the banners were going to be the holiday decorations. Then the city, under Mayor Kelly, arranged to purchase more banners throughout the town. Since then, St. Leonard's Track purchased banners, and we have all the brackets. But some of the brackets, or the poles that fit in the brackets, have been knocked down. Some of the banners don't get put up. So I'm requesting that possibly in the budget in the future that we replace some of the poles and add to the collection of banners so that the whole entire city could have a uniform look. There are pretty much brackets on most of the poles that the banner replacement is relatively inexpensive compared to the initial investment. One of the other initiatives that we worked on was the grant for the portable water tower. Currently housed at the fire department. It's a shared item that we share with Margate and Longport for outdoor activities. What the whole purpose of that is to educate people on the alternative to single-use plastic bottles, that there's another way it can be done. And there's a couple of things that would enhance that education throughout the community. And I already talked to Ed about adding some outdoor water hookups so that we can use it around the library for the events there. It needs to be hooked up to a hose or a hose bracket. And one of the things that is really important to as a community that we try to encourage people to use something like a water filter instead of single-use plastic bottles is when we have our special events in the summer the runs, the National Night Out. I know Mike Avina has used it for the outdoor concerts, is that it is placed in an area where people are, where it's visible, but also that we don't offer the single-use plastic bottles, and that will also cut down our recycling tipping fees because people bring their own bottles and they can get filtered water. So that can be, you know, put in the budget, put in the plan to have those faucets made available. That would encourage that program. The other thing, I commend the commissioners for putting up with the plastic bag ordinance. Took some heat in the beginning, but we got a lot of really good press. A lot of people are, a lot of communities are jumping on it. Again, that was an educational program, and a fine example is on Fridays in the summer, you see everybody walking down the street with a bag under their arm for the farmer's market. So the policy was really positive for our community. Also, the trash containers are really great. Took some heat, had to weather that storm, but I think the storm has passed. And it really has made a significant improvement in our streets and how our community looks on trash day. On other days, the stuff doesn't blow around.
It
does. It really is.
Uniform. It's pretty clean. I wanted it for 3 years.
Yeah, and significantly, the plastic bag. We don't see as many of them in the streets.
No, I'm talking about the plastic bag. I am in Acme, in and out. And of course, I know everybody in there. And I asked them shortly. Well, a couple months after we did the ordinance, they said they use. It's like hardly any plastic bags. Mm-hmm. The reduction of, yeah, I mean, so, and that's a big, that's our biggest store in Ventnor. So, people bring it or they carry their 2-3 items out.
Right, and we're hoping that the state will pass a uniform bill so that we don't have to have Margate's and Atlantic City's bags floating downstream. But there is something that I am concerned with, and as a green team, we did voice our opposition to the policy of suspending street cleaning through the summer months. I had people stop me on the street, aren't you on that green team? How come you're letting this go on? I know my block alone, I get about a pack of cigarette butts a week or a day because everybody's at the light flicking their butts out the window. I know that there was complaints about issues with parking. And I know that we respond to voices, but I'm wondering how many voices need to be heard to reconsider that policy for next summer. And the reasoning being is we do the bay cleanups, we do the beach cleanups. You know, you've worked, picked up trash from behind the stores that blows in. But as soon as we get a rainstorm in the summer, all the trash and the cigarette butts and everything in the street goes immediately out to the bay. And I know Atlantic City's had a lot of heat about their storm drains emptying into Gardner's Basin and the trash that floats. And I know as a boater, I have my net ready. We're scooping up things all the time. But if you know, what would it involve to revisit that policy?
We will.
Okay.
We will.
Thank you.
We will look at it.
We will look at it. No, yeah, there's just, you mean, I see
that.
There's
right a there. Huge problem. Half the streets don't get cleaned in the summer because people can't move their cars.
Right.
No place to put them. No place to put them.
So I think in conjunction with the parking
That's one of the reasons we're looking at a parking analysis for the whole city. We're going to bring in a consultant that does that, traffic engineer, and he will look at the entire city from a parking and traffic standpoint. That may be something we can work on, but they're looking at watching a sweeper go down the street in the summertime and not sweeping anything on one side because people or both sides because nobody's moving their cars. They're paying the tickets. So that was the problem.
And so, the people that have and if they live here and they have to move their car, for the street cleaning. There's nowhere for them to jockey their car.
Right.
So it wasn't that they didn't want to move their car. There was nowhere for them to move their car.
So,
so that's why we did it.
There's no perfect
It's the push-pull.
Yeah, there's also, we were using our entire parking enforcement service to work on that. On that alone, on that issue alone, and other areas of the city weren't being enforced during those days.
You've got to find a better balance. Yeah. I hear you. I see it.
I mean, my street, there's no problem on my street, and I know that on
you're on Cambridge side.
Yeah,
your street's wide.
We have
yeah,
and people will move their car from one side to the other.
But in so I'll take our street as an example. Your car
yeah.
Can't do it. Can't move your car unless you have off-street parking, which I'm luckily I do. A lot of people on our street don't. Right. How many tickets have you got for not moving your car?
1 or 2 years.
So, I mean,
but I also go down Winchester and Monmouth on a weekday, and you know I can play cornhole on the street on a weekday.
Yeah,
right.
On a weekend, forget it.
Right.
But
they were clean last year.
And we did all the ones that parallel the boardwalk are still clean.
But my point is that there are places around the corner that.
But it wasn't happening. So we have to find a better way.
Yeah,
we
will
hear you.
We will have this
honestly hear
issue brought up to that professional that's going to look at a 360 view of the whole city because it's part of the issues that keep getting brought up. And we had a little round table that was split. I think there were about 60 people there. About 50-50, we brought the issue up about people that preferred it and people that wanted to stop. So that's why we're reaching out to professionals to look at how we can dovetail it into a common sense ordinance.
Okay.
Good topic to bring up. It really is. And it needs further discussion and some research. You know, if we can get some of that stuff from consultant we hope to bring on soon. By this summer, maybe we can make that change then.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I don't have the system.
Have some guys rooms done on the public works stuff.
So we actually looked
at that. Right?
If you've been through Atlantic City, you see the little, they call them LTVs. They're little vacuum vehicles. They look like a puffed up golf cart.
Right.
With a hose with a trunk that come around. You know, we've looked at that. We're not sure that's the direction that we really want to go. But Ed has looked at it. They're expensive vehicles to purchase. They're not cheap. And that's something that can help at the street corners specifically because you don't have parking at the ends.
Right.
And that's where our drains are. And get
right. And everything goes in the drain. And then as public works guys are shoveling it out every time it rains
right.
because the street's flooded with, you know.
Leaves
and then running downtown.
Yep. So the back truck will help that too.
Right.
We should have hopefully next summer sometime.
Right.
To help.
So we're going to get a vehicle that just cleans out the storm drains on our own. So that'll be an improvement.
Okay.
Thanks,
Sam.
Thank you.
What maybe we should do is when we have, maybe not everyone, but have somebody from the green team, have somebody from our ad hoc committee come and do what Diane just
yeah,
did.
Yeah, the ad hoc committee.
And do it
public
during our
public
works. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll try and do that. Maybe not every month, Diane, but definitely quarterly or something.
We didn't have the workshop meetings for September and October, so.
Yeah, we were.
We
only have one meeting this month, yeah. So, but we would like to do, I think that's a good idea to add that. Important stuff. Green team is always bringing up good ideas to us. We don't always listen, we try. But,
I need to make sure we get
yes.
And we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go into the other items, I see John Henderson here. You are on our agenda tonight for us to approve your license for the Seafood Festival. Seafood Festival for 2020. And it's going to be throughout the meeting, so if you don't want to stay, but did you want to say a few things about the festival or no? I thought you might want to...
Some PG things, John.
Yes, real PG.
I'm the guy who doesn't mind hearing talk, so you put a microphone for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think when Donna and I put together, I mean, I think we have a 2-year plan, right? for the agreement. It's going to happen for 2 years, so essentially the same agreement because we like Bettner. As far as the festival goes, you know, we really wanted to be here in case there were community questions, you know, about how the festival went down, anybody who had concerns or anything. We posted it on our social media as well, just to, you know, try to garnish a little attention if anybody had, you know, concerns about the community or wanted to see changes for 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You know, we're here to essentially answer those questions before the vote goes. But yeah, the festival, I think we've got some major changes. You know, I think it's safe to put some of them out there, right?
Sure.
So for 2020, we're going to change the schedule. We're going to go from noon to 9, and we're going to close the event off at 8:45 with fireworks. So, you know, we're going to celebrate seafood. We're all going to, you know, enjoy our families, enjoy a beer, and, you know, watch some stuff get blown up.
It was wonderful.
What was the count, Rob?
6,600.
Yeah, just right. Over 6,000. Yeah, you know, and we kept going back and forth, you know, oh, we're going to see 3,000, oh crap, we're going to see 10,000, you know, so it was keeping it in that place. And I know now that you guys are working on some revitalization of the park and some parts of the park, I think there's some stuff we can help with, you know, as far as, like, hey, here's some usage things for not just myself, but other events that could, you know, find their way to Ski Beach, because it's a fantastic area. I mean, you know, it took Stacy really convincing me, and Donna kept poking me in the back, like, no, this is going to work. To see the vision, and you know, you posted that picture.
Yeah.
That we currently use as our event piece, and it'll actually probably be the header of our website. But it really worked. It felt like a community event. It's really what it
really did.
Really
did transform the whole space.
You know, the level of intimacy that changed from Baderfield to Ski Beach changed the entire festival. I mean, I had restaurants that were just raving. They were apprehensive. They were apprehensive about kind of changing from a festival that at one point did over 20,000 attendees to kind of downsizing from 2 day to 1 day and turning it to the event that it did. And when everybody was leaving, it was just smiles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, putting an ice cream truck at the exit didn't hurt either, right? But yeah, so, you know, our plans next year, you know, spread it out a little more. You know, if we can kind of garnish a little more space, I will make a suggestion if it's a possibility. There's a plot of land that's for sale right next to it. Scoop that up. But yeah, I think, you know, funny thing that's never happened in 20 years of producing events is we ran out of beer. I blame Lance. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, we really just, you know, looking for, you know,
never ran out of beer before?
In 20 years of doing events, I've never run out of beer. Yeah, and I throw a major beer festival, and I've never run out of beer. So, we really just wanted to be here, you know, in case you guys had questions. You know, I know we're pretty much all good to go for the most part. You know, really looking at the community to say, hey, we're here, and we can answer questions if anybody had them.
It's going to be somewhere down, so I don't know if you want to hang out. If there's questions later about it, we can write them down and get them to you. If you don't
yeah,
want
I got
to
a meatloaf at home. It's got my name on
it. There you go. So.
It was a great event.
Guys, thank you for all your support. I mean, I can go back and rant on and on and on all day about the change from, you know, location A to, you know, our new home. And I'm not gonna, because we're here, right? So it works. So thank you.
You are, yeah. Great job.
And I gotta thank Don for her persistence.
We have. Jeez.
I just literally unblocked her phone number, so.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Stacey.
Thanks,
Stacey.
Yeah, that was a wonderful event. That intimacy is what it was. You hear the music throughout the whole event.
It was great. It was. It felt good, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was walking for 9 hours. It did. Okay. All right, so we do not have any minutes to approve. We do have a public hearing tonight on street opening hardship on 102 South Washington Avenue. I don't think we have any questions on that, right?
I believe so.
Tim? Okay. We do have a ordinance introduction, and that's 2019-22022, and that is an ordinance authorizing the City of Bettner to purchase 6510 to 6512 Bettner Avenue in the city. That is the property that burned down July 4th weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to discuss what our plans are for that?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
As a
Lisa just asked me to remind, just to make a statement that ordinance 21 and 23 were pulled.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows.
2019-020-021-023 report from the agenda.
And I know 23 will be back probably in January.
Okay.
The owner of the property asked that to be postponed a little bit so we could get a better feel for that redevelopment. So, and this is not the plaza one, which you
moved
forward with.
No, we have to know.
This is the one next to it, the
Dollar General site. So, Tim, do you want to briefly let the public know why we decided to buy that property? What our plans are?
Yeah, well, it's right in the major central downtown area. I think it's an opportunity to create more green space, more open space, and to activate things for potentially for or just our residents and maybe specifically our younger residents to have a pocket park in that area and to retain some green space, which I think is something that any city should work out to do. So hopefully, when sales final, we'll have some design work for that.
And there are some issues that we're working out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we'll keep those down.
Yep.
Then we will have three public hearings and adoptions of those ordinances. The first one is 2019-018, and that is amending chapter 102, and that's dealing with the developmental regulations of building in the height, or building height.
Building height.
And that's dealing with flat roofs.
It is. Yeah. So what we're amending is, and we've already talked about this, and we're back at the planning board for their discussion. We've changed the building height for flat roof structures from 28 feet to 31 feet. The board looked at, we were granting that variance a lot for homes that were coming in. With the flat roof structures, people wanted more of ceiling height and termite. And that's what you want. You want the grand, you know, windows to show our beachfront, to show our bayfront and wherever else you are in the city. So the 3 feet that we're changing this is not really visible on the naked eye on the street, but it allows the architecture to really work within the building. And Tim, you get this more than anybody. You see it.
Yeah, constantly people want the, not only that, you have the TGIs that are wider now, and then people want
You're going to have to explain what TGIs are.
The floor systems in between floors as you stack them up are wider, and then people want that 180 inches of mm-hmm. living space
yeah.
on the main floor. So the planning board actually talked to the five local architects,
yep.
and they all really concurred that this number of 9 feet stack and the 31 foot limit was what people are asking for. So it also puts the city in a place where we're saying, we're encouraging this kind of development. We want people to have the types of homes that they're asking for in the marketplace anyway. So
Bless you. They would not have to come to the board, right? They stay within these parameters now. It amends some other things. There's some exceptions for parapets. And traditional chimneys are permitted to go above that.
No more mechanicals up there.
Right. No mechanicals up on that roof. No rooftop decks in these flat roof structures. So.
The next is ordinance 2019-019, and this is the ordinance of us adopting the Ventnor Plaza redevelopment.
Correct. And we, again, this came to us for introduction. It went to the planning board. They vetted it at our last month's meeting. And now it's back for adoption. What this does is it opens up a lot of different opportunities for the Ventnor Plaza. Not only the self-storage that everyone's going to focus on, but a lot of other uses out there. Phased in. At certain levels of development, they would have to start doing property improvements. Landscaping, entrance ways, if certain things happen. They talked about, convenience store, kind of a thing out of a pad site, possibly a restaurant out of a pad site, those types of things. They would have to do certain improvements to the property as part of those tasks. This does not give them carte blanche. What this does is it sets certain land use development parameters for that property that will still have to come to the planning board for site plan approvals for any proposed development, even within the structure. So when they say they get the self-storage contractor to come in there or operator to come in there, but come to the planning board, get their site plan approval for that. we'll get our bite at the apple to look at these things in this time. And what this really does, and you heard the testimony from Mr. Tavak, I think he's still here, testimony, he's an attorney, he doesn't testify, he speaks. So, talking about how difficult it is to operate a retail facility in this day and age. You know, everybody buys things online.
Even the most, the simplest thing.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, the Radio Shack is struggling there. So, this opens up opportunities to different types of development, but also because it's creating a redevelopment area, they can partner with the city with a pilot program, you know, payment in lieu of taxes. And we've encouraged the owners of the property, Lamar and those group, to come in and do that with us. Because that's a benefit to us, a benefit to them. Save them dollars, we get more dollars here locally, which is nice.
And that's really nice. I think that's the really answer here, is that we're trying to increase the amount of ratables that are coming commercially, helping our residents, you know, in that way. So that's a real long-term vision.
Yes.
It's a great.
It's a tool that I use on a daily basis in Atlantic City to try and get people to come into that community.
Right.
We want to take advantage of it here as well. That's why the theater is where it is.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons why that came to town.
Absolutely.
So this is a good thing, and I will wholeheartedly support it.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you just
step
off the rest of it so that people. No, sorry. No, I didn't mean that. I just meant I don't need to add anything because it was all this. You had the first reading last meeting. Okay, so the next is ordinance, public hearing and the adoption of ordinance 2019-020, and that is amending chapter 217, which is our parking permits, to go from 2 years to 1 year. And we've done that because of the study we're doing.
Correct.
We don't know what's going to come of it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that just makes things make sense.
It does.
Okay. Then we will have a list of resolutions that we will vote on by consent. I will go through them as quickly as I can. The ones that our Superintendent of Public Works talked about, Ed Stinson, I will just mention it because he already discussed it in detail. I won't repeat or try to repeat what he said. So the first one is 2019-351, and this is it allows us to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for the fiscal year 2020 FEMA Flood Mitigation Assistance Program. I don't think we need this. That's self-explanatory, correct?
I think so.
Okay. Next is 2019-352. This is another grant, but this is for from the Homeland Security, but this is for pre-disaster, so I guess the two separate pots of money, right?
Yeah.
Do we know how much money?
For this grant, it's like $20,000.
For both?
Yeah.
Next is 2019-353, that is closing out an escrow account. Next is 2019-354, and that is we are hiring two, am I right?
Two police officers.
Two police officers, and we're hiring them through intergovernmental transfer agreement, which means they're not getting hired off of surplus, but getting hired through this, correct?
Correct.
Looks like one from Salem County and one from Camden County Sheriff's Office, both Sheriff's Office. Yeah.
And they're being sworn in Monday, 8:30.
Okay.
Okay? Try
to.
All right. 8:30 Monday morning. Am I right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll text you a reminder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next.
It's always a show when the mayor swears.
Well, I usually know everybody. I don't think I'm going to know these things.
You're going to have to find some dirt on
them. Maybe I won't know.
She embarrassed everybody else that comes here and gets sworn in, so you've got to find some.
Well, they're not from the area, so I think I know them.
Wedding dinner. You work that out for you.
I know. Next is 2019-355, and that is we extended our agreement with Atlantic County Government for shared service for information technology services, and that is actually something that Jim talked about today when he talked about his what's going on, about the email going to the iCloud.
Right.
All this was worked with the county.
Right. Virtualization of our PCs, so we're going to be more to be safer from cyber attacks, and the help desk that they close enough, but it couldn't be correct.
Yes. Next is 2019-355, and, oh no, I just did that, sorry, 356. Now, Al, this might have a question. It says authorizing a cancellation of tax. So this, the next one is a tax overpayment refund. But what is, do you know?
Cancellation of tax is because the person became exempt from taxes, disabled veteran.
Okay.
And then the other one's an overpayment.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So that, I didn't know how that happened.
I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah, because I never saw it. And then the next is 2019-357, and that's authorizing a refund of tax overpayment. You know what that is. The next is 2019-358. Ed Simpson discussed that at dealing with your bathroom. I'm going to move on. The next is 2019-359, and this is a transfer of the liquor license from, I'm going to say what everybody knows it as, Moonlight Liquors, if I can't pronounce the LLC name, to Big A Property Liquor Holding. That's just a transfer from one.
This is a package.
Yeah,
it's correct.
Packages.
It apparently be a pocket license because there has no bit has there has not been an established location at this time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lisa. Next is 2019-360, and that is us approving the license for this Down Beach Seafood Festival, September 2020. And John spoke on that. Next is 2019-361, and that is a deposit refund for someone that uses our community building. Next is 2019-362, the tax abatement for 110 South Washington Avenue. The next is 2019-363, another tax abatement for 105A North Little Rock Avenue. The next is 2019-364, and that's authorizing our CFO to transfer appropriations. And this is something that is done annually and it has to wait till November every year. When you see line items that are underspent, line items that might be but the overspent at the end of the year, we can transfer within the line items.
Right.
Based on the state statutes. Correct?
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes.
Where am I?
365.
Okay, thank you. 2019-365 is Ed Stinson talked about. That's the Water Works Supply Company, the fire hydrant. Next is 2019-366, and it's a great pleasure. It's a resolution for us to vote on to reappoint our city clerk. Is it hand? The next is 2000.
It also adds some things to it.
There's the next one.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
We have two separate ones. Okay. Yep. The next is 2019-367, and this is designating Lisa Hand as our human resource officer to assist employees who are victims of domestic violence. The next is 2019-368, and that is, again, designating Lisa Hand as our designated employee representative for the city of Benton. You good?
I have to put all these letters after your name now.
The next is 2019-369, and this is refunding one of our ice cream vendors who returned his ID. We refund them back $20 if they return their ID at the end of the season. The next is 2019-370, and Ed spoke on this. This is the Remington and Burnick for the design and inspection of the Dorset Avenue sanitary main, sewer main replacement. Next is 2019-371. Again, Ed spoke on William McLeese, architects to prepare a central design drawing for the pavilion. And that's all the resolution. So now, we will open it up to the public. If anyone likes to speak on anything that I just talked about and we're going to be voting on. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open the public.
Do I have a second?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so now it's open to the public. Anyone like to speak on anything that we talked about and we were going to be voting on, come up to the microphone, state your name and your address, and whatever you want to ask us about what we're going to vote on. I see none. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We need a discussion. We want to do our discussion now? I didn't see it in there.
No, I don't have it in here either.
It's on the very bottom.
very common.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, bills and payroll.
Yeah, bills and payroll and then discussion.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotta get to the vote.
Want to do a discussion?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
Just a couple things. We touched on it briefly with a photograph of one of our guys. We had a war main break last night at about midnight on Monmouth Avenue at Harvard, the intersection there. Real tricky break, they're all tricky, but this one was more so because it had, how many pipes had? Six different pipes within a, very close proximity. The work the guys did today, as the contractor standing there, Arthur Henry standing there saying, you're going to have to put insertion valves all around this thing and shut down all these lines, talking $50,000 in just parts, not even labor, to put insertion valves in. Our guys got in a hole and clamped this leak down. It's cold, it's miserable, it is not fun work. These guys did it, they were there all night long trying to get to this spot. They had to pump everything down because it fills up the hole because water's coming out of it. The valves in this community are 80 to 100 years old, they don't always work. So that was the problem, we couldn't get the valves shut down. So what we got to do is the insertion valves. Very expensive. So the work our guys did today, with the help of Arthur Henry, they were there, but Danny Bagnell, KJ, what's his first name?
KJ, right off the top of my head, I think.
Okay, anyway, those were the guys who were down doing the work in the hole. Danny Bags was in there, his hands freezing, but got the work done. I had to give a shout out to that. This was 6:30 this morning.
It can't be wearing a kind of special gloves.
No, you're working with tools.
Right.
It's just, come out next time. I'll call you. I'll call you. So I just really wanted to thank those guys. And please, Ed, I thanked them today. Make sure I meant you, I mentioned tonight. Because they did yeoman's work this morning and all night long. You don't want to get that phone call at 12:30 on a 20 degree night that the worm being broke. Yeah. Worse is the sewer, but we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to thank them. Beyond that, I think that's kind of it. We talked about the streets getting off on that too much. We got some projects. Oh, I do want to say something. Kingsley Drive. Beyond the utility work that we're doing out there, we reached out to Atlantic Electric while they're doing all this work. Atlantic Electric's going to replace the lights. It's kind of dark back there, so we're going to get some new lights on the poles.
Sure.
But Atlantic Electric's going to do that. So. That's all I got.
Tim, anything? You're good?
Department's.
Yeah, covered a lot. Okay, so we'll go into the voting part of our meeting. We do not have any minutes to approve, so the first item is...
Maybe we should close the workshop.
That's right, sorry. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We'll go into the meeting. Proof, we do not have any approval of minutes this meeting. So the first item is a public hearing on the hardship street opening on 102 South Washington Avenue. So this is open to the public if anyone would like to speak on this item. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Before you do that, Mayor, is there anyone here for 102 South Washington Avenue?
Yes, they're right there.
Can you step forward? You only ask me one. Okay, here you go.
That's his support.
So. Can you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Just very briefly, tell us why you need the hardship.
We are building it. We did a major renovation on our home. Home was almost 100 years old. We're advised to replace the water and sewer lines, and because of that, we have to open the street up.
Okay.
And that was at the direction of our public works.
Yes.
So there's a reason why this is a hardship on them. We would like new connections. We would like to get out the old lead connections, I'm pretty sure, for the water lines. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And when Lisa prepares the resolution, she needs information to put in there.
Okay.
Plus now, if anyone from the public wants to come forward and commentate on it,
thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I guess I should ask you to say your name.
Jeff and Jerry.
Okay. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Does anyone from the public like to get up and speak on this matter? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next...
So what, just so they know what happens. Now we do a resolution.
Correct. You prepare a resolution, it'll be on the agenda, and you can vote at that time.
And we'll do it in December.
We'll do it in December.
We'll do it in December.
We'll take care of that.
And part of it will be named. You don't have to be, you can be if you want to, but part of it will be named in the region that says you didn't comply with any request of the city engineer as they're doing the street opening and that, maybe you mentioned. Thank you.
Next item is the introduction of ordinance 2019-022, and this is the ordinance authorizing the purchase of 6510 to 6512 Ventnor Avenue to the event. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-022.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, next is a public hearing on amending chapter 102, and this is the height,
yes.
The building height, yep. Not the height of the okay, so do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-018.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this is open to the public. If anyone like to speak on this ordinance? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to introduce, I'd like to adopt ordinance 2019-018. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-018.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is a public hearing on 2019-019, Ventnor Plaza redevelopment. Do I have a motion to open to the public hearing?
Motion to open public on ordinance 2019-019.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone like from the audience? Public like to speak on this? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, I'd like to adopt ordinance 2019-019. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-019.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Our last public hearing of the night is 2019-012, and that is our parking permit fees and the length of the fee. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
020.
Yeah.
020, what did I say?
1212.
I'm sorry. 020.
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-020.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone like to speak on this public hearing? No, I see none. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to adopt 2019-01020? Why do I want to say one? Is that funny? 020.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-020.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, do I have a motion to adopt resolution by consent 2019-351 through 2019-371. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolutions by consent 2019-351 through 2019-371.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have bills and payroll. Our CFO will give us the amount.
Okay, for the amount for the payroll was $527,293.80. And the amount of the bill list is $8,750,472.97.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have a safety report tonight? I don't think we
do not.
No, okay. And we will go with comment statement.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay. So now I'll open it to the public, and this is the time anybody can come up and speak on anything you like. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So it's open to the public. If anybody's here would like to speak on anything, state your name, your address,
Andy Starr, 500 North Cambridge. Couple things, couple comments about the meetings of the department heads, and then I want to put my farmer's market hat on just for a moment, tell a short story. Regarding Jerry's report about pickleball and tennis courts, I just wanted to add to that, because my wife Penny is an enormous pickleball player these days, and during the summer it's jammed over there, as you obviously figured out, but what goes on actually after the summer after everybody leaves in the summer, when the summer's over, is pretty cool, because there's an app that most of the pickleball players are using called Team Reach. So every morning, my wife is getting texts and going through that app and finding out who's going to be playing pickleball that day, not only here, but in Margate. And so as late as last week, every morning, she's checking. And sometimes they all, you know, four, five, six people go down to Margate and they meet with Margate people. And other days the Margate people come up here and play. And it's a wonderful app that's really also helped sort of bring that pickleball community together. The summer's easy because it's jammed over because everybody's here. But this, I suspect the spring will be the same thing once winter break. So I wanted to let you know that
Facebook or web page?
Yeah, the team app. We use it in the rowing club sometimes.
Yeah, it's not just pickleball, but the pickleball world has really adopted it here locally.
Yeah.
And they're always talking, and it's really an added wonderful thing to in terms of the usage and the community.
They name a portal for that. What is the team app name for the vendor pickleball courts?
I'm not sure. I'm not on it. Even though I'm a card-carrying pickleball person here.
Right.
But I don't know. Penny just said, I just know his team reaches the app.
Gotcha.
But somehow it really works. I just wanted to add to what Jerry had reported. The other thing, I guess Ed is gone, I heard a report about the showers on the boardwalk, and this has been a pet issue for me. I've had multiple meetings with the chief about safety on the boardwalk, as well as the Dorset Avenue Bridge, but leave that one alone. And Chief Biagi had told me a month or so ago that he was working with Ed Stinson about moving some of the showers off because it's horribly unsafe with all the bikers, and then you have little kids and so forth showering, and then you have all the benches, and it's a very narrow space. So I really was so happy to hear him report that it's moving forward, because I think it'll really help our safety issues on the boardwalk. It's every day, during the summer, it's the 100 days that's just a constant problem.
It's one of the things where why didn't they get out of the water?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not easy to move.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
You gotta find a spot. Two, you have to move the lines to get there.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, we're gonna pick this pole up and move it here.
Right. Right.
You have to find a space for it, you've got, now it's gonna be in front of someone's house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
let's move it there.
Right.
There's a lot of things that come into play. So,
it's great. When Chief Biagi told me that he was working with Ed on it, I said, is that really doable? Can the city afford it? He said, it shouldn't be that expensive to do. We'll work it through. And I just thought that was a great idea. So I'm happy that it's moving positively along. I think it'll be really a positive from a safety perspective. I just wanted to put my farmer's market hat on for one short story. Don is still here. It's partially about Don. A few weeks back, I did my annual trek over to the rectory for Holy Trinity Parish in Margate to work through approvals for both parties that we can have farmer's market here at the St. James parking lot. And this is our fourth year, so I thought it was a pretty normal routine to do it. And when I went over there and met with the parties at Biddy, I found out that there was a minor issue. And the issue is not important. And we agreed we would discuss it more and maybe have a meeting between myself, my wife, and Maria Gatta with the parish to see if we could resolve this issue. And later that afternoon, I got a phone call from Donna, and she already knew about the issue. And Donna has her hands in little tentacles everywhere,
And so she already knew about this issue, and she arranged for a meeting with Penny and I here in her office the following week to so she could learn more about the market and what the issue, how we could resolve the issues. And she then indicated to me that her and Chief Biagi were going to be having a meeting with the parish about a number of issues, and they would try to talk about the farmer's market as well. And the next thing I knew, the next week, I got an email from the parish that everything was resolved and it was done. And the farmer's market is not a part of the city, as most of you know. Donna and Chief Biagi, they didn't have to do anything. They could have just left it to us and we would have probably resolved it. But they just took ownership of it and said, we can help. And that's what they did. And the issue is resolved and we have our contract and we're all set for next year. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Donna, who happened to be here in Chief Biagi. It was just above and beyond.
Great to hear.
Thank you, Donna.
Kudos.
Anyone else? Yes, sir. Just come up to the mic and state your name and your address.
My name is Paul Stone. I'm a consultant. I represent Solomon Builders, which is part owners of Rotella Corporation, which are the owners of the property that Dollar General is sitting on. I was asked to come here tonight by them to find out what the redevelopment proposal is going to be for the adjacent property, which the Yakima is sitting on. I don't want to take up the time here. I just want to know if there's some place that I can go to get any specifics of what that proposal or what that...
Sure, we can. It's been adopted, so we can send it out to you. It's almost identical to the one for Dollar General.
Okay, I'm working blind. You know, they're
okay, understood. Yeah. We can, if you leave your email or card,
I'll give you a card.
We can bow there and we'll talk, have somebody send it. Jim Rattel, our consultant on it, we'll send it out to them.
That's great. You know, they want to participate.
Yep.
But they don't know what the general requirements of what's been proposed so far.
Well, so hang on a second. They don't know what the proposal is for their own property?
No, not their property. Okay. The adjacent property.
We'll send it along.
Okay, great.
Public
thank
record
you
now.
Much.
So. Right. Been public record all along, but
yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Anyone else? No? Okay. Did you give your flyers out? Great.
Yeah, we'll get
a minute shell of a long day.
Please get a 3-hour break.
Anybody check on Maria?
She just texted. She's here.
Is that okay?
Hi, I'm Shelley Durazio, 5000 Boardwalk. I'm part of the Fetner Twilight Holiday Parade Committee. I passed out flyers. Our event is Saturday, December 7th at 5 o'clock. We have a long list of participants this year. We have marching bands from Atlantic City, Oak Crest High School, Mainland High School, Ocean City High School, Egg Harbor Township. We have Jersey Devil Bagpipers coming. We have Mummers coming. We have complimentary horse and buggy rides for the children, complimentary pony rides for the children, interactive activities for the children, all complimentary. We have balloon and face painting. We have an Elvis tribute artist coming.
Of course.
Thank you very much. it's going to be a great parade.
Sam's on motorcycles?
We do have some people on motorcycles. We have some fire engines coming. We have some fabulous cars coming. It's going to be a great event. We just need cooperation from Mother Nature. That's all we need this year. If anybody's looking to do sponsorship, we'd love to have someone sponsor any one of the participants. It's going to be, because it's Pearl Harbor Day, like the mayor mentioned, we're honoring all our branches of the military. And we just would like to pass the word, pass out the flyer, and we need spectators now. We need a lot of people on the streets to participate. And we have a nice list of volunteers also. So we're good to go.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley, for everything you do. It's great.
Yeah. You start planning as soon as the parade's over, the next day, you're planning for the next year. You work all year. Right.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. Did you get all that? And that?
Amazing.
Yeah, aren't you excited?
Yeah.
love marching bands. I love them. Okay, anyone else in the public like to speak? No? Okay, we don't have an executive session. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
We had to close the public first, right?
No. Oh, yes, we do. I'm sorry.
Motion to close public.
Do I have a second to close public?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second motion.